What is up, Fantasy Docs Nation? I'm coming in live, Dr. Novel here with your week 7 update. There was a lot of injuries this week that we have to go over, so I'll just jump right into it. As usual, I'm going to start off with the most commented on player, and that was Kerryon Johnson. Now, as a Lions fan, this was pretty devastating for me to witness. Although our running game wasn't that great, you can be sure it's not going to be better without Kerryon. And he is unfortunately out for the remainder of the fantasy season. He was placed on injured reserve today, and that means he's out for the next 8 weeks, which doesn't allow him to come back for the fantasy playoffs. If you're interested in what he likely had, I was postulating that he might have an MCL based on them not making a decision right away on whether or not to have surgery. It seems like they delayed that decision by about a day and then opted to have surgery and said that he'll be back in about 6 to 8 weeks. Now, there is very few surgeries that lie in this recovery period, and my strong feeling is that he possibly had an MCL strain, as I initially thought, but also had a medial meniscus injury that they're going to clip. Now, that's called a meniscectomy, and a clipped meniscus allows a player to return back to sport significantly sooner, although there is an increased risk of arthritis. Because if you can imagine, instead of repairing the meniscus, which takes about 4 to 5 months recovery, sometimes 3 months on the earlier end, you are just clipping away that meniscus, which provides shock absorption between the two bones of the femur and the tibia in your leg. So if you're taking away some of that shock absorption, you can imagine that it'll be easier for that joint to develop a little bit of arthritis earlier than it would have otherwise. But depending on where the tear was, sometimes it's not receptive to being repaired, and the only choice is to clip it. So I'm assuming that's what happened in Kerryon Johnson's case, and long story short, he is out for the rest of the fantasy season. If I was going to pick a handcuff for him, I would go with Ty Johnson over J.D. McKissic. Next player we're going to go over is someone who messed up my fantasy week, David Johnson. So he started, we had all signs that he was healthy. He went out there, ran for 2 yards, and we didn't see him again the entire game. I'm pretty concerned about this going forward. He had an ankle issue, which seems like it might be more of a high ankle issue if they took him out so quickly. It seems like his back may have gotten re-aggravated as well too. They're not really commenting too much on it, but what we do know is what we saw, Chase Edmonds blowing up. And like I told you last time, guys, if you have a top 5 running back, you need to have a handcuff along with him. So I had Edmonds, but he was on the bench, which didn't do me a lot of good. But at least for next week, I know that I may have to start both of them. And that's honestly what I'm going to do if DJ ends up suiting up, but he's limited throughout the week, is I'm pretty much going to start DJ and Chase Edmonds because I can't risk one of them putting it, or I can't risk getting 0 points across the board from that backfield. Now, what else can I do in this situation? So if DJ doesn't play, then Chase Edmonds is an RB1. That's just a fact right there. And then if DJ is practicing in full, then I'm not going to start Chase Edmonds as long as DJ is getting a full practice in. The next player I'm going to talk about is Alvin Kamara. And like I told you guys last week, I hope you had Latavius Murray. I was highly suspicious of Kamara sitting, and he ended up sitting. And Latavius Murray put up RB1 numbers against that Chicago defense, which is now incredibly porous with the lack of their leading rush blocker. So going into week 8, I'm still a little bit concerned about Kamara suiting up this week, just because Latavius has shown that he can carry the load, and the Saints have a bye week coming up in week 9. So they can get that high ankle sprain a little bit more rest. So I would suspect that Kamara would sit this week as well too. I would definitely fire up Latavius Murray in that event again. And that's my thoughts on the Saints backfield. Saquon Barkley. Someone messaged me saying that Saquon Barkley may have tweaked his ankle. And I did not see that. And I didn't see too much of any kind of comments on that. I saw that he got a hit on that injured ankle. He left the backfield. He was a little bit frustrated, but he did come back, and he ended up doing okay after that. So I would say that we should keep an eye on his progress. Sorry, excuse me. Throughout this week, if we see any kind of suspicious activity, like missing practices, especially during the later end of the week, I would definitely be highly suspicious of him sitting, and I would just make sure to have a handcuff on stash. I need to double check if Gallman cleared the protocol, but assuming that Gallman did clear the protocol, then, and I just read that he did clear it, I would make sure that I have Gallman on hand, because he has also shown that he can provide as an adequate handcuff. Got a lot of questions about Davante Adams this week, and I'm not going to hash it out too much because I went through it in depth on last week's podcast, and my viewpoint on it hasn't really changed. If you do want to know more about it, you can check the Week 6 Injury Report episode. But like I said before, Davante Adams, turf toe, terrible injury, very suspect in terms of when he'll return or how he will perform on his return. If you haven't traded him yet, I would try and still trade him. And once again, you can reference my last podcast episode going more into detail about that injury. James Conner, he had an ankle issue as well too, but he's had a week off, and then he's got a Monday night football game coming up. I think that he should be able to return this week. Once again, just keep an eye on his practice throughout the week. He's someone that I'm not too high on handcuffing Snell with. But, I mean, if he's your RB1, I would be okay with picking up Benny Snell as a handcuff. Going on next, let's shift over to Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan also had a pretty significant ankle sprain, and he's also got a bye week in 9 coming up. So I would think that he has a decent chance of sitting this week. And if he does end up sitting, then I think that Sam Darnold would be a sneaky pickup, and he should be on the waiver wire after he put up a grand total of -2 points against that Patriots defense. I wouldn't take that too much to heart. That Patriots defense is historic, and although that Jets game was horrific, you can't really expect quarterbacks to do too much going forward against this Patriots defense. And I'm personally not starting anyone unless they're a surefire top 5 running back, top 5 tight end, top 5 wide receiver against that Patriots defense. Patrick Mahomes. Got a lot of questions about him as well, too. It seems like he has a shot at being on the early end of that 3-week timeline. I predicted it would be around 4 weeks. I think that they're going to wait until after the bye week for him, just in terms of this injury. I know he's an Iron Man, but this injury can result in a pretty significant backsliding if you return too early, especially if he takes another hit to that knee area, or if that kneecap repeat pops out. It can cause a bunch of damage in that knee joint in terms of rupturing that quadricep tendon. You could have damage to the medial lateral collateral ligaments. You could damage the meniscus. Mahomes was lucky the first time, but I would imagine they would be pretty cautious with their gemstone of their entire offense. Next player we're going to talk about is someone I actually talked about in the preseason, and I actually did have a lot of concerns about him, and they are coming to fruition now. Marquise Brown was a fantasy darling the first couple weeks. He put up monumentous points. He had amazing speed. He was looking great. But what was getting kind of lost in the shuffle was the injury that Marquise Brown had prior to the start of this NFL season. And this injury is one that can definitely linger. And it can actually just go through a lot of slow recovery process, and that's a Lisfranc fracture. And what that fracture is exactly actually what Cam Newton's dealing with. It's a displacement, disorientation, a little bit of weakening of that joint that joins the foot bones that are near the heel to the long foot bones that connect to the toes. And it's the joint specifically between the first and the second metatarsal bone. So when that happens, that can cause a significant amount of pain. It can also be a significant feeling of instability, and that pain is very aggravated by weight bearing and by forceful planting as is present in very speedy wide receivers like Marquise Brown. So I am not high on Marquise Brown going forward. I'll try and trade him if you can find someone who just thinks it's a low ankle sprain and he's a very good stash for the fantasy playoffs, but I'm not high on his outlook going forward. That's just my two cents on him. If you guys have any more questions on that or list, Frank, you can just send me a DM, check out Mayo Clinic. There's a lot of good information there. Got a question on Philip Dorsett. I think injury-wise, he will be... My concern about Dorsett is the signing of Mohamed Sanu. I think that's going to really dig into his touches, receptions, and makes me overall concerned about Dorsett going forward. Until I see how they're going to use Sanu, I probably wouldn't be starting Dorsett. Next player is Will Fuller, and he's someone that I'm definitely concerned about. I think he's going to miss at least 3 or 4 weeks, and it's pretty concerning. He's got a severe hamstring strain, and we've seen how much that can affect other players like Herndon and hamstrings in general. Usually when they have a hamstring strain, player misses at least 1 or 2 weeks, and that's when they're not saying that's moderate to severe hamstring. That is what they're saying for Will Fuller, so I am imagining he will be out for about 3 to 4 weeks minimum. Got a couple questions on AJ Green, and he's another player I'm not really gonna go through in depth because I've gone through him ad nauseum, I would say, on the last 2 or 3 podcast episodes. So if you have any real questions about him, you can DM me for a quick breakdown, but if you want a really detailed explanation, you can find them on the last 2 weeks podcast. Last player I'm going to go on is someone I just talked about, was Herndon, and he was supposed to be the savior returning to this New York Jets offense, but unfortunately he's had a hamstring strain, which has been aggravated. And these hamstring strains, they tend to really linger, and there's not really too much science on why they do. There's great blood flow in the area, but it just happens to be secondary to a hypercontraction, usually during a sprint. Can be at any part of the sprint, whether at takeoff, mid-sprint, or even when slowing down. I think that he comes back this coming week, but unfortunately he was one of the players I got wrong last week. One of the few players, I'll say that. But I would hope he'll suit up this week. He is the player that I'm hoping to sub in for Kelsey's bye week, so I'm still counting on him being that player. He's someone who we're going to have to monitor his practice status throughout the week. Hamstring strains are tricky, but if he can get in a couple limited practices, I would count on him suiting up. If he gets in one full practice, he's definitely suiting up. And if he's not practicing again for these first 2 days this week, I would count on him sitting, and I would definitely try and find some alternates. You can try and find that Rams tight end who's done pretty well, Everett. He did pretty well for me in DFS. So that's about it for this week's episode, guys. If you have any other questions, you can always DM me at Fantasy Docs on Instagram, and you can always leave some stuff in the comments too. I always respond to it there as quickly as I can whenever I see it. All right, take care, guys. Fantasy Docs out. I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks again for listening.